This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. With conflicts raging around the world, President Biden steps onto the world stage today, expected to talk about the troubles in the Middle East, Ukraine, and Sudan. He'll address world leaders at the UN General Assembly in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
This year's UN General Assembly takes place with escalating wars around the world, and many of those heads of state will be speaking at the annual gathering. Iran's new leader follows President Biden today in kicking off the GA. Yesterday, Iran's president said, "We don't want to fight," and accused Israel of seeking a wider war in the Middle East and laying traps to lead his country into a broader conflict. Ahead of today's opening, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged leaders to work together.
"We have no effective global response to emerging, complex, and even existential threats."
On Thursday, we hear from the Palestinian and Israeli leaders. Ukraine and Russia speak later in the week, but it won't be President Putin, instead his foreign minister. Julie Walker, New York.
Health officials in Lebanon have raised the death toll from 2 days of Israeli airstrikes targeting Hezbollah militants to more than 550. A big hurricane smashed ashore on Mexico's southern Pacific coast late last night. Hurricane John then weakened to a tropical storm. But when it crashed ashore near Punta Maldonado, it was a Category 3 hurricane with 120-mile-per-hour winds. The AP's Jennifer King.
The storm's rapid intensification had residents rushing to respond. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Matt Benz attributed the unexpected surge in strength to warmer oceans.
That rapid intensification has occurred more frequently in modern times as opposed to back in historical record.
I'm Jennifer King.
Tonight, Texas plans to execute a man convicted of killing his baby son. This is AP News. Time for Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest is featuring non-alcoholic beer. Tobias Zolo is the head brewmaster at the world's oldest brewery in Germany.
I like more beer, of course, but you can't drink it the whole day if you have to work, if you have to drive, everything else.
The key, he says, is making sure the beer still tastes great, even without the alcohol.
If there's an alternative to have the crisp and fresh taste from a typical Weinstephan beer, but just as a non-alcoholic version, so that's the point. We want to do that.
Walter Koenig, the managing director of the Society of Hop Research, says non-alcoholic beer is getting more popular.
It's increasing more and more. And I think that goes very close together with the quality of the beers.
This year marked the first time an alcohol-free beer garden opened in Munich. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.